Hello, welcome to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. One of the most requested stories of all time. You may have seen this in the news as well, but two Amish men, presumably, escaped from the police after being pulled over for drinking and driving their horse and buggy. And this was widely reported, including on CNN. Two Amish men drinking alcoholic beverages while operating their horse and buggy, carrying a 12-pack of Michelob Ultra. Some good product placement there, my friends. Michelob Ultra, and outfitted with a giant stereo system. These guys are rocking. It's not something you see every day, but the Trumbull County Sheriff's Department in Ohio say that's exactly what they witnessed during a routine patrol in the county's Amish community. Deputy Eric Hermsdorfer came across the men while on patrol early morning September 15th. When he attempted to stop and question the men about drinking and driving, he says they leapt out of the buggy and disappeared into the woods by the side of the road. According to a police report, this is what happened. Meanwhile, the horse pulling the buggy also took off. Now, I love animals. You know this. The question is, was the horse trying to evade arrest, or was he simply annoyed by all of this? Or was he perhaps kind of scared about what's going on? I mean, there's men with badges and guns here. But the horse took off, pulling the buggy behind him. Hermsdorfer did, in fact, then catch up to the buggy and take it back under control. The men, though, however, were gone. And this is all going on, like I said, side of the road in Ohio. Hermsdorfer turned the horse over to a local farmer, hoping that the two men would come forward to claim it. So far, hasn't happened. The sheriff's department has attempted to call different people to pick up the horse, but no one has answered the phone, according to the report. And I mentioned before, when I was driving a tow truck, I encountered a situation where somebody crashed a car and walked away from it and then wouldn't answer the door when the police were knocking on the door because, of course, they were hoping to get the alcohol out of their system. Time will do that. Of course, the police will only put up with this nonsense for so long, but they can't get the people who own the horse to come get it. The two men could be charged with failure to comply with the deputy's commands, Chief Deputy Joe Dragovich told CNN affiliate WJW. Dragovich also said, drinking and driving laws do apply to the buggy and its operator, even if it's pulled by a horse and not licensed as an automobile. And, you know, many states have got rules and laws that apply to traffic and things that take place on the roads. And I know people who get upset when they hear about this, but, you know, I've heard of a guy getting a drunk driving ticket while operating a lawnmower, okay? And, you know, then the question is, you know, what about if you're on a bicycle or what if you're in a horse and buggy situation? And so, as you might imagine, public safety would suggest that it's not a wise idea to be drinking and buggying, okay? So, the fact that the laws might cover this shouldn't surprise anyone. And they certainly aren't a surprise to the two men who took off running, okay? Famous scene from To Live and Die in L.A., where the guy's chasing the other guy. And the guy goes, why are you running? The guy goes, why are you chasing me? Because I'm chasing you because you're running. The guy goes, I'm running because you're chasing me. But in reality, most people run because they know they need to get away from something, okay? And so when the police officer pulls you over and you stop, you know you're supposed to stop. When you get out and run, it's probably an indication of what we'd call the mindset. And believe it or not, flight, and I'm talking about not the type where you flap your arms and take off. I'm talking about flight where you flee something, okay? Your flight, your running away from something in many states can be presumed to show the mental state of someone who thinks they've done something wrong and knows it, okay? So there's some famous examples of people who were accused of something, and rather than fight the charges, they ran away. And running away, flight, is an indication of that, at least in my mind. Whether or not it is in Ohio, I don't know. But Joe Dragovich told the reporters, maybe there's just that fear of the consequences, and that would be a reality check for them that there are consequences. Still, he's encouraging the two men to come forward and retrieve their horse and buggy. And, you know, sooner or later, I'm sure someone's going to show up and hope they can't be ID'd and go, oh, it wasn't me, you know. And, you know, who knows if that's going to happen. But I also feel sorry for the horse. I hate to say this. The only, I can't say person, the only entity in this story I feel sorry for is the horse. Poor horse. Being forced to pull a buggy around with two drunken louts in it, listening to probably bad music in their sound system, drinking the beer, and then running away when the cops show up. And the horses are by the side of the road going, what do I do? This is my problem. I didn't ask these guys to hook me up tonight and go for a jaunt in the countryside. You know, so like I said, I feel sorry for the horse. But again, I know some people are going to ask, but Steve, you know, legally speaking, you know, what's going to govern here? And like I said, I didn't do a ton of research on Ohio law. And by that, I mean, I did zero research. But the real issue here is everyone knows that there are rules of the road and they apply to you if you go out there. So if I ride a bicycle, okay, I stay on the right-hand side of the road and go with traffic. That's what they ask you to do, and that's actually the law. Now, will a police officer give you a ticket if you're going the other direction on the side of the road? You know, he could. I've never heard of somebody getting one. I've never met anybody who got one, but it's possible. But the point is there are rules. So when you're driving out in the country and you encounter somebody in a buggy being pulled by a horse or horses, you will often notice that they've got a triangle on the back of the buggy that is like the type of triangle you would see on the back of farm equipment. And the reason the triangle is there is that quite often state law will say if you've got a wheeled conveyance on the roadway that is not electrified and you're going to be riding this and you don't want to get run over, okay? Actually, it'll say if you want to do it legally, you've got to put a reflective object on the back of your wheeled implement so that people in cars can spot you. And it's a safety issue. So, you know, I know many people think that all of the laws out there are just designed to generate revenue. Many of them are. And even the ones that aren't designed to generate revenue do generate revenue, okay? I mean, if you murder somebody, you might get both incarcerated and they can fine you. The fine for murder is not there to generate revenue, okay? It's there to compensate victims and so on, possibly. But the point simply is this. Not all of the rules that are in place are designed solely to generate revenue. So I've had people say, well, Steve, you know, driver's licenses, how do they make us safer? How do they make us safer? There are people out there who can't pass a driving test. And those people shouldn't be on the road. And so when a police officer pulls somebody over and they've got no driver's license because they can't pass the test, hopefully they impound the car, arrest the driver, or do something to take steps to get that person off the road. Driver's licenses do make the roads a safer place. It might be incremental. It might not be a lot. And no, it doesn't get all bad drivers off the road, but it's a step in the right direction, okay? So does the little thing on the back of the buggy make it safer? Probably. I mean, we still hear about stories about you know, these people who are riding around in buggies getting hit by cars and stuff, and it's tragic when it happens. So I suspect that the little triangle in the back of the buggy actually helps. And so there are rules that apply to whatever your conveyance is, okay? And I hate to use this terminology because it sounds like something a sovereign citizen would say, but it's true. So if you're following those laws and those rules, common sense would dictate you can't go out and operate a vehicle in the roadway while inebriated. Nice word. So the sheriff people in Ohio say, yes, this is against the law. But the question now is, could they prosecute the person? Because by the time they walk in a few days later, perfectly sober, and they go, I got out of my buggy and I was scared. I ran away into the darkness and got lost. Took me a couple days to find out where I am. You got my horse? Oh, you're going to give me a ticket for something? You get a ticket for something, but whether they can ticket you for drunk driving now, different story altogether. That's why he said that they can certainly get you for failure to comply with the deputy's commands. So again, one of the most requested stories ever, simply because the mental image is so good. But two Amish men escaped police after being pulled over for drinking and driving their horse and buggy, which was outfitted with a giant, giant stereo system. There you go. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.